Russians began a two-day period of mourning today for the hundreds of victims of the school siege in North Ossetia. National and religious leaders visited the Beslan Cemetery to pay tribute to the dead. Overall, NPR News analyst Daniel Shore has not been impressed with the government's response to the crisis.
One thing that hasn't changed much in Russia since Soviet days is the tendency of high officials to lie and cover up when disaster strikes. So it was with Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and the Chernobyl nuclear accident in 1986. So it was with President Vladimir Putin and the loss of the submarine Kursk in the year 2000. So it was in the first days after the schoolhouse assault in southern Russia. While Russian television was told to go easy on the grim footage from Beslan, officials were understating the death toll and overstating the effectiveness of the special forces deployed to end the confrontation. When President Putin finally came out of his shell on Saturday to deal with rapidly growing popular anger, he went on television to say, "This crime of the terrorists, inhuman, unprecedented in terms of its cruelty, represents the direct intervention of international terrorism against Russia." He did not acknowledge that the hostage takers had demanded an end to the war in Chechnya. It was clearly in Putin's interest to represent the assault as connected with international terrorism rather than a homegrown liberation movement. His regime, as close to destabilization as it has been in 5 years in office, Putin was clearly reaching out to the West, especially the United States, for support in his crisis. And the United States has reason to worry about an unstable Russia. According to Harvard professor Graham Allison in a new book, Nuclear Terrorism, 90% of all fissile material outside the United States is stored in the former Soviet Union. And because of its huge supplies, its shaky safeguards, its extensive corruption, Russia poses the greatest threat of loose nukes. The Nunn-Lugar program, designed to help in the financing of the removal of Russian nuclear weapons, has not been faring well under the Bush administration lately. They might want to have another look at the danger of Russia's loose nukes. This is Daniel Shore.